Hello, welcome to the English program. With me, Steve. We are broadcasting, as always, live 107.6 FM. All of our broadcasts are turned into podcasts, such as this particular one on Anne Boleyn. Now, I want to say at this stage, thank you to everybody who's been writing in and commenting on our brand new podcast and suggesting things and telling us what you'd like to hear, what you would not like to hear, and so on and so forth. I want to really, really say thank you to everybody. You know, the program is supposed to be audience, you know, sort of participation-led. I want to thank you for that. So on that particular note, I wanted to let you know that you can contact us, reach us at our sort of usual place, which is englishradio.blogspot.com. That's our main blog, if you like. We also have a Twitter, and every time we sort of publish a brand new episode of anything, you can find it on Twitter. You'll be informed, and of course now you can sign up for the Twitter via your mobile phone, and therefore you can be instantly informed of a new broadcast or a live broadcast or a new podcast or whatever. And the address for that is twitter.com/englishradio. Steve's radio show at hotmail.com is our email. We're doing quite well on iTunes with this particular podcast. I want to say once again thank you to everyone for your interest. So let's have a little look at this. Anne Boleyn was, of course, Queen of England from 1533 to 1536, the second wife of Henry the Eighth and first Marquess of Pembroke in her own right for herself and her descendants. Henry's marriage to Anne and her subsequent execution made her a key figure in the political and religious upheaval that was the start of the English Reformation. The daughter of Sir Thomas Boleyn and his wife, Lady Elizabeth Howard, Anne was educated in the Netherlands and France, largely as a maid of honour to Queen Claude of France. She returned to England in early 1522 in order to marry her Irish cousin, James Butler. Is it okay to marry your cousin? I thought that was wrong, Pilar. I thought, is that the reason for all the blue blood? Okay. I just wasn't too sure about that. I'm sure there's a law against those sort of things. Anyway, the marriage plans ended in failure, thank goodness, and she secured a post at court as maid of honour to Queen Consort Catherine of Aragon. In 1525, Henry VIII became enamoured, that's a good word, isn't it, of Anne and began to pursue her. She resisted, one of those, is she, all his attempts to seduce her, refusing to become his mistress as her sister, Mary Boleyn, had. It soon became the one absorbing object of Henry's desires to annul his marriage to Queen Catherine so he would be free to marry Anne. Obviously, this is sort of part of Henry's life where he was so bored and had nothing to do that he just pursued everybody who he wanted. Another reason for giving the royal family proper jobs, I suppose. When it became clear that Pope Clement the VII would not annul the marriage, Henry thought, I know, let's get rid of the Pope. How can we do that? I know, let's break up the Roman Catholic Church in England and start our own one. We'll call it the Church of England. And thus the Church of England was born, I suppose. The Archbishop of York, Cardinal Thomas Wolsey, was dismissed to his diocese. Go on, pack your bags, Henry said, allegedly at Anne Boleyn's instigation. And later the Boleyn family's chaplain, Thomas Cranmer, was appointed as Archbishop of Canterbury. Henry and Anne married on the 25th of January, 1533. On the 23rd of May, sorry for all these numbers and things, in 1533, Cranmer declared Henry and Catherine's marriage null and void. 5 days later, he declared Henry and Anne's marriage to be good and valid. So finally, they were recognised as being man and wife. This is the English programme.